Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by a panel of emergency officials looking ahead to the upcoming winter months. We're joined in studio by Jason Terry, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, Lieutenant Eric Earhart, who is a lieutenant with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, as well as Tuolumne County's health officer, Dr. Bob Bernstein. Jason Terry, OES coordinator, during the last segment, we were wrapping up talking a little bit about the Donnell fire. I have to imagine flooding is also a concern over the coming months.
Absolutely. We have concerns going into the winter and with a lot of these roads still open within the burned area of flooding and specifically debris flows. Once the fire has gone through these areas, that the structure that maintained the soil has been burned away in a lot of areas, and it can slip and come down and present, you know, very high-risk safety hazards for individuals who might be in the area. One thing we would definitely suggest is if you are recreating in these areas, to be very cognizant of what the weather's supposed to be like, and don't wait for a warning to get out. I mean, you're in an area, most likely, that doesn't have a lot of cell service or reachability for us. So if you see a danger, a hazard, you know, protect yourselves and get out of the area.
Lieutenant Earhart, for people who are going to be heading out into the wilderness area, do you see quite a few search and rescue type incidents over the winter months?
We do see search and rescue incidents over the winter months. A lot of times people go out and they get lost in the snow, get disoriented. You know, we always encourage people to make sure that in addition to electronic devices, you also take a map and a compass and know how to use them. Make sure you have appropriate supplies and appropriate clothing in the event that you do get stuck out in the snow in the middle of the winter. And we also encourage people to stay in the areas that are open. A lot of times the Forest Service will close certain areas. Again, like I said, because of the Donnell fire, some of those forest closures are still in place. But make sure you stay on the right side of the fence and don't go into an area that's closed. They do that for your safety.
Those cell phones don't work everywhere, do they?
They sure don't.
Next thing I want to ask about is just suicide. I was going to go back to Dr. Bernstein, you know, or actually we'll stay with Lieutenant Earhart on this question. You know, during the winter months, do you see kind of an increase at all during the holidays when it comes to suicides in the county?
You know, suicides are an unfortunate event, obviously, but fortunately we do not have enough to actually say that there's a trend. Well, there's not enough a sample size large enough to say that there's a trend where we see an increase in suicides. On a national level, that would probably be a better question for our public health officer.
Dr. Bernstein, anything to add on that topic?
Well, first of all, again, to just emphasize what Lieutenant Earhart said, this is a tragic event. Ideally, a suicide, whether it's successful or unsuccessful, should be prevented if possible. What I would say is that the data from the Centers for Disease Control show very clearly that nationally we're having a rise in suicide events, successful suicide events, as well as near-fatal events. Nearly 45,000 lives were lost to suicides in 2016. There's been a 30% increase in the suicide rate since 1999 in more than half of the states. And more than half of the people who died by suicide did not have a known mental health problem. What that suggests is that it's important to be vigilant in your family, among friends, among your coworkers, when people are expressing thoughts or ideas about suicide, or whether people appear to be depressed, whether people are having difficulties meeting payments, for example. So vigilance, I think, within the community is really important to help people get a care and attention through the behavioral health department or other resources.
And yeah, what's under hurt?
I was just going to add, we do have a lot of resources available in the community for people that are considering suicide. But even if you see somebody that you think might be having an issue, we encourage you to reach out and find those resources. It's always better to be safe than sorry and get the people the help they need.
So if you are a family member, you know somebody who you're concerned about, going to the behavioral health department or calling them, is that the kind of the first line of attack?
That would be a good avenue to take. If it's more severe, then obviously call the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office or the Sonora Police Department, depending on where you live, and we'll see if we can't get a deputy to come out and talk to you as well.
Do you know, I mean, suicides in Tuolumne County, are you seeing any trends? Is it, I mean, with young people, is it older people, middle-aged people, or across the board?
On a local level, I couldn't tell you that there's actually any trends. Again, like I said, fortunately, the sample size is small that we have to look at when we look at the data. But on a national level, I'm not sure what those trends are.
Dr. Bernstein, have you heard anything on that topic?
There are increased risks. Let me give you some statistics, if I may. So nationally, among those with no known mental health condition in advance, about 16% of the successful suicides are female, and 84% are males. So what that suggests to me is that vigilance for thoughts of suicide and depression and so forth among male family members, colleagues, coworkers, and so forth should be treated perhaps more seriously and urgently. But nevertheless, both males and females who express ideas of this sort should be offered assistance. Now, among those with known mental health conditions, a greater proportion of females, about 30% of females, will undertake a successful suicide compared to 69% of males. So again, males predominate, but both males and females, if your vigilance suggests to you that someone you know needs attention, it would be good to talk to that person and or try to get help for them. The methodologies among those who have no known mental health conditions, firearms, 55% of the suicides among those with no known mental health conditions, firearms are the methodology. 27% suffocation and 10% poisonings. Among those with known mental health conditions, again, firearms predominate, about 40%, suffocation about 31%, and poisonings about 20%. The methodology is not as important to me as a health officer as vigilance. With the exception of firearms, I think nationally our country needs to think seriously about how to go about reducing accessibility of firearms, and particularly for individuals who are making expressions of suicide. We've just had most recently a terrible event in Florida with firearms. So violence and suicides with firearms is a huge problem for us.
Need to take one more break. We're talking to the panel of emergency officials on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm B.J. Hansen, your host. Joined in studio by Dr. Bob Bernstein. He is Tuolumne County's health officer. Also, Tuolumne County's Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Jason Terry and Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. We'll return with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.